catastrophic conditions today. Total fire bans were enforced right across the state, with potentially record-breaking temperatures expected. More than 100 schools and kindergartens have been closed as a precaution. Meanwhile, crews continue to battle dozens of bushfires across New South Wales and Queensland, with strong winds flaring up blazes and more difficult conditions forecast ahead. After being held captive for more than 3 years by the Afghan Taliban, Australian hostage Timothy Weeks has been freed. He was a teacher at the American University of Afghanistan when he was kidnapped at gunpoint with colleague Kevin King back in 2016. Both men have been released overnight as part of a prisoner swap for three high-ranking Taliban commanders. They're now reportedly in the hands of US officials and will be transferred to Europe.
Very relieved. All I want to say at this stage is that I want to thank all those who have supported us and prayed with us for this eventuality.
The federal government is set to announce the fast-tracking of almost $4 billion worth of infrastructure projects to help bolster a flagging economy. State and territory leaders have put forward projects they'd like to be sped up within the government's 10-year infrastructure pipeline. In a speech to the Business Council today, Scott Morrison is expected to announce which works will be brought forward in each region.